Yeah. Check me. Hey. Once again, y'all have stepped into the cloudiest room. I'm the host to do the most, so may I resume?
Let's
tell these niggas make room. My guests will be here soon. And we about to take off. I'm talking straight to the moon. We up early in the morning, man. You know it's on. Kush all in my blood, we be blowing strong. Wake and bake sessions, man. You know we stoned.
So stoned.
One pull off of this, it'll have you gone.
So
I said, we ain't just chilling. Mind be on the million.
Yeah.
I'm so high up, I'm way over the building. Tell these pussy niggas to get out of here.
And we're on. This is the smoking section, the cloudiest room in the building. And I'm your host, Big Kurt, aka y'all is fucking with the ace. I got Christine in the building. What
hey.
Up? What it do? How are you? All that good shit.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am good. It is snowing outside, though. There's a lot of snow outside.
It's coming down pretty hard.
It doesn't look like it's going to let up anytime soon. But it looks nice outside until it gets all muddy and slushy and shit. The shit looks ugly after that.
It's still falling like heavy flakes though, so
it is.
And there's a couple feet.
Inches.
Inches. A couple inches.
So feet will be boarded in. Yeah, a few inches out. Just like 4 or 5 inches of snow right now. I think if we keep snowing the way it's snowing, we're gonna end up with more. So hope y'all got enough toilet paper, enough.
All right.
Nah, I'm playing. It's probably gonna be gone tomorrow though.
You never know. I don't know. It's supposed to snow all the way through the night, right?
All the way through the night.
And into tomorrow.
And into tomorrow, and then the rain comes. I don't know how much it's supposed to rain or how much it's supposed to snow, but we shall see tomorrow. We shall see what tomorrow looks like. But right now,
It's a snow day.
It's a snow day. So get your snowmobiles, your skis, your snowboards, whatever it is, your inner tube, and go sliding down the hill somewhere. Don't do a little hill. Do a big hill. Go crashing in some bushes and shit. But we about to light up. What you like? What are we lighting up? We got some.
Yeah. So today we have some
Freddy's Fuego on the table.
We do. It's a beach wedding. Hybrid. It's the wedding cake mixed with Tropicana cookies.
Yes, sir. So it's supposed to be, you know what? And the color on this motherfucker look crazy.
It does.
I'm going to say, because that's what caught my attention. Like, I'm looking at it, and the first thing I say is, ooh. You know what I'm saying? That's that. It was a good, it was like, ooh. Motherfucker. Like, this shit look crazy. Now, this gotta be purple though.
Yeah.
What you calling this, purple or black? Cause this shit, if it's purple, it's a dark ass purple.
I think it was supposed to be purple, but it's so dark.
It's dark. It's dark as fuck. But yeah, it's like a mixture of some nice green and dark purple with some, what you see outside.
Yeah, like I mean, I feel like there's. Definitely.
Horse little hairs in that motherfucker.
I mean, I see light green, dark green,
right.
Purple, black, red, orange,
so you
yellow.
See black. I mean, black.
I see it all. So
yeah, you see it all. And that shit look crazy to the motherfucker. It's crazy how, like, the crazier the weed looks, the more you want to smoke it. Like, goddamn, that shit look like it'll motherfucking pretty much kill your ass, roll that up in some paper. We about to smoke that right now.
And that's exactly what we're about to do.
Yeah, that's what we about to do right now. Shit, should we light this bitch up?
Yes, we
Let's
should.
Blaze this.
So here, what I know about the beach wedding by Freddy Fuego.
Okay.
Is that on Leafly it says it has an insane aroma of Tropicana orange juice, gas, and sweet cake frosting. I can definitely say that I smelled some gas, so.
Fuck yeah. That's the first thing I smelled. That's the first thing that hit my fucking nose when I opened the lid. Was straight like a skunk smell, like gas smell.
Diesel,
like,
yeah.
Diesel all the fucking way, and I ain't talking Kevin Nash, you dig what I'm saying? But this shit was, this shit straight smell like skunk.
So it says it's caked with trichomes, complemented with amazing flavors of cookie dough and oranges.
For sure.
It's a heavy body high with a creative and stony headspace. A tasty indica dominant hybrid. I guess it's a Seed Junkies award winning. It's a wedding cake with original Tropicana cookies.
What do you think when you hear see, this is called beach wedding.
Yeah.
But when you hear a beach wedding, you hear like a celebration, there's got to be cake involved.
Yeah, well, you even know there's wedding cake, so.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's got to be wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
Beach wedding cake. That's why I want to call it all the time, but it's just beach wedding.
Mm-hmm. Beach wedding. It's got the wedding cake mixed with the Tropicana cookies. And this, it looks pretty cool.
Ooh, off back with the taste. It's official. We just got fucking official in this bitch right now. We smoking the Freddy's Fuego. We lit it up, took the first hit, and I'm liking what I'm smoking.
Mm.
You tasting it? Come on.
Yeah, I definitely taste something that's like.
Tell me something.
Like food. Like tastes kind of like food a little bit. Like, I don't know what, like roasted or toasted or something.
Roasted, toasted. Mmm. Let me see. Let me hit that again. But I'm tasting something good, so let my taste buds kick in the third gear, and I'll let you know what's happening.
Can't really pinpoint what it is. But it just tastes like.
I'm getting like a sweet skunk taste in my mouth, but I'm tasting like. Almost like a brownie. Tasted me like a brownie. They said cookie in the description, but I'm feeling like I'm tasting like a brookie.
Oh.
A brownie cookie. You dig what I'm saying? Y'all know what's up, man. I'm tasting the real shit. This shit tastes bomb as fuck, though. I'm going to tell you that off back. And shout out to the roller, because you did your thing rolling this up, because this shit's burning evenly, and this tip is white. So the ashes is burning white. And so that's a good roller right there.
Mm-hmm. You know, nothing like smoking some beach wedding, thinking you're on the beach on a snow day.
Get a slice of cake on a snow day.
Ooh, yes, this thing is hot.
That's just hitting. That's just, and we're just like, right? We just reached halfway. Like, almost, we're almost at the halfway mark. This shit burning slow and good. So, shout out to the roller.
Thank you.
Shout out to the roller. But anyway, shout out to the mom who fucking tucked that dude down.
Oh, yeah, that video?
Fucking peeping Tom. Like, dude, yeah. You seen the video?
I saw the video, yeah.
Fuck. That bitch stepped in and was like, yeet. She tucked that nigga to the ground. Like, what the fuck? Like, why would you run straight towards that lady?
So in the video, it looked like it was like a mom and her daughter. The daughter looked young. And there was a police. The video is from a police dash.
Yeah, like the camera from the dashboard in front of the cop car.
And like, it looked like that kid. What was going on?
I don't know. Like, the mom and daughter was right there standing by the cop car. And then the dude come running past them. And she's
where
like,
did he come from, though?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have no idea. Was he back there on the side of the house still? Like, what the fuck? And he saw the cops and freaked out.
But then the cops came from that direction, too. So maybe he was over there talking to the cops. Like, who knows?
Right. Who knows? And he would decide to run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing back there? Run. You know, he just ran. And then the mom was like, no, you don't. He ran past the mom, and the mom just, like, straight, like, suplexed this nigga. like, what the fuck? She, like, what the fuck? Did you see that shit? Like, yeah. why would you run past
her? She just, like, straight up turned into a football player. And just.
She did, like, fucking Bobby Wagner or KJ Wright or something. Just, boom, just hit this nigga up. I was like, damn, it was, like.
She was all wearing jean shorts, too.
Jean shorts and a shirt and some. I don't know if she had shoes on or not, but I hope she did. It looked cold as fuck.
Probably had some flip-flops on.
Right, some slides and shit. That shit was hella fun. She tucked that dude down with ease, though. The daughter was like, no. She said her daughter was like.
The daughter was like, Mom, no, don't. Because yeah. It was probably the daughter's boyfriend. She's like, Mom, don't trying to beat up my boyfriend.
Yeah, for real. Like,
she's like, my daughter said no, but I was like, fuck that. Here right. he comes.
You looking through fucking my window at my daughter? No, you don't. Yeet. Bow. Hit this nigga up and shit. That'd be funny if that was her boyfriend for real.
I know. If that was the girl's boyfriend, yeah.
Right.
There it doesn't say how old the girl was, but it does say how old the guy was. And right. The guy was 19. So I'm assuming the girl was probably, I'm thinking around the ages of like 15 to 18 right. age frame, right? I'm thinking she's under 18 because of how the mom was acting.
Right. You can't let your mom know that you're dating an older guy.
So yep.
Tackle him. I can't say shit, you know.
I told you not to come over here.
Right, I told you my mom doesn't work on Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker. It'd be crazy if he was just like looking through the window, like trying to get her attention. Jessica. And the mom was like, you fucking, hey, get out of here, you pervert. That's my daughter. You're like, he wasn't really peeping. He was just trying to get her attention. I'm outside.
Yeah.
Hey. And her mom, her mom just sees that from a distance. Like, hey, you fucking son of a bitch. That's my daughter. Don't really know that's your daughter's boyfriend. Because she'll get her ass in trouble. Mm-hmm. Knowing she was dating the 19, that'd be fucking crazy. That was the case, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He's over there telling the cops, I know her. That's Jessica. Mom. And the cop come over there like.
Doesn't matter. You're still over the age of 18.
Right.
This is da-da-da-da. And they're gonna hit. That's when he starts running. He's like, fuck this. I'm out of here.
Right. Yeah.
Mom said, no, you ain't.
Yeah, no, you're not. You go bitch ass, you. Bam! Man, this nigga on his head. That shit was crazy. She got down. She didn't win the Tackle of the Year award and shit or something.
That's so funny.
She lit that motherfucker up. Oh, here you go. Here you go. Yep. That shit was some funny shit. Wanna hear some funny shit?
Huh.
If two vegetarians fight, is that considered beef? That's still considered beef if two vegetarians fight.
That's a good one.
They don't eat beef, but if they get into an argument and start ready to fight, is it still considered beef? Or is it something else?
It's a Rotten Tomato fight.
Rotten Tomato? You said a Rotten Tomato. A Rotten Tomato. What would you call it? You can't call it beef. Would you still call it beef, though? Or would you be like, it needs a different name?
Wilted lettuce.
Well, you say wilted lettuce?
Yeah.
What is wilted lettuce? Hey, look, they got, because motherfuckers be like, oh, they beefing. Like, now, oh, they wilted lettuce in over there. Wilted lettuce. So beyond beef, huh?
Oh, that's right. Huh?
Beyond beef shit right there.
That is some beyond beef.
That's right. Beyond beef here. This shit's hitting right now. And this shit is burning slow as fuck. It's burning slow, man. What did the drummer call his twin daughters? What did a drummer call his twin daughters?
I don't know.
I think it's just a name, but it says call. And a one, and a two.
Hmm.
Get it?
Uh-huh. And a one, and a two.
Yeah. And a one, and a two. What does a nosy jalapeno... No, what does a nosy pepper do?
He gets jalapeno business.
Did I fuck that one up?
You did. I know that one.
Oh, is that a one that you know?
Mm-hmm. That's the oldie but goodie. I used to tell that one all the time.
Go ahead. Hit me with something. Damn, I'm all in the mic. Coughing hella hard. Fuck.
All right.
Here you go.
What do you call a cow with two legs?
Uh, Cow with two legs.
Mm-hmm.
Two-legged cow.
Lean beef.
Lean. Is it leaning?
Lean beef. Oh, it's leaning.
It's leaning. It's lean.
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Ground beef.
Ooh.
Ah, because it's on the ground, you dig?
What do you call a cow with a twitch?
Eye twitch or?
It's beef jerky.
Oh, jerky beef. Beef jerky. Okay. I didn't know if you was talking about a twitch in the eye or something. Nah. Let's see. I see where you're going with that. What's Forrest Gump's password?
I don't know.
One Forrest One.
Ooh.
One Forrest One. You like that one?
Okay, I got some questions for you.
All right, what you got?
Would you rather eat a can of cat food or a rotten tomato?
I'd probably take the canned food, cat food.
You would? Then rotten tomatoes?
Yeah. You don't even like tomatoes, so you'll take the dog food, the cat food too.
They're both gross. But I'm like, have you eaten rotten things before? Like,
no. Nope, I have not. Ate anything that was rotten. And I don't plan to, so I'm going to take the cat food.
I've done that before. Like, I've accidentally eaten and bitten into something that was, like, starting to go bad. Well, like a strawberry or something like that.
Right.
You know, have you ever bitten into a strawberry that was like, okay, that one's a little bit too mushy?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you get that taste of like, oh, it's kind of going,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing that. No. I could take the canned food, and it almost kind of looked like the consistency of like canned chili.
Or and, like that.
And
just
warm that bitch up and put sriracha and shit on it. And
canned, do you ever eat canned corned beef hash?
I have before, but I do not prefer to.
Yes, but that is might as well be cat food.
Right. Something like that, yes. So you might as well, do you like the canned corned beef hash?
It's okay.
Oh, see, you didn't.
I might enjoy cat food. The cat
might be
food.
Okay, too. Shit. You might enjoy that. What the hell? What do you call a hippie's wife?
I don't know.
Mississippi.
Oh.
Mississippi. That's a cool one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool one. Man, what the fuck is going on with this? This keep going. It's not going out. I don't know. This shit got me on one. This shit got me on one. You dig what I'm saying? But I guess what?
Oh, no, I found them.
What you find?
My questions that I had.
Okay, run them up.
Would you rather hold a snake or kiss a jellyfish?
What the fuck? I'd rather hold a snake. You didn't say what kind of snake it was. A garden snake? Come on.
It doesn't say here.
It don't, so it could be a pet snake. I ain't got to hold no crazy ass snake. It could be a little pet.
But what if it was, okay, so what if it's like, what's the most poisonous snake that you know of?
Oh, hell no. See, what the fuck?
Yeah, so would you rather hold the most poisonous snake you know of or kiss a jellyfish? You get stung all on your lips and shit?
Mm-mm. I ate jellyfish before.
But have you kissed one?
Yeah. I did more than kiss
it. Like, when you ate it, it was dead. This is alive.
No, I picked it up out the water and then ate it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Now, hell no.
What did it taste like?
It tastes like, it was tangy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like if you put your tongue on one of those batteries, that's what you get. You get that little shock right there. But it's bomb as hell, though. You put a little tartar sauce on that motherfucker.
Okay, here's a question. Would you rather sit with a resting lion for 10 minutes? So you think that the lion's resting, and you have to sit there for 10 minutes. Would you rather do that, or run as quickly as you can across the back of a hungry alligator?
Look, either way, your ass is dead unless you, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Would I rather wrestle with an alligator in the water? Are you running on his back? Where you running on his back to?
Okay, so you're running, like, let's say that he's on the ground and he's hungry. You just have to run across his back. You just have to get from one side to the other.
Yeah, I probably crush his back, so I probably would run on him. I'll stomp on his back.
I was thinking about it. I was like, first...
That motherfucker move hella quick. He'd been to snatch your bitch ass up. He'd be screaming, still, let me go, you got it.
Do you think you can move fast enough to run across his back?
That nigga kill my bitch ass. I'd rather sit with the lion and hope he don't wake up. And if you wake up, then shit, that's what it is. He gonna kill my ass too. It's either the alligator. Which way you want to get killed? You want to get killed by the alligator or you want to get killed by the lion? The lion will really kill your ass for real. You can kind of fight the alligator off.
Alligator might
just
snap at you a little bit.
He might snap at you, grab your arm and twist it off. But once he take it, you can break off. You just won't have an arm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you better hope you get your ass up out of there. The lion, you can't run from that nigga. You gotta you ain't running from him. He gonna chase you down till your ass is no more got any life in you. Then he gonna carry you off to his homies and like, look what I found.
Right.
I got the whole upper torso. Y'all niggas can split the legs. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? For real, he'll take it to his homies. I got the upper torso. Y'all niggas split the legs and shit. Niggas look at each other like, you always get the meaty parts. Yeah, so what, nigga? I caught him. I caught his ass. This motherfucker big too. Look at him.
Yeah, fuck that. I'd be way too scared to be sitting next to a lion. I'd be like crying the whole time. I'd be terrified. And because of that, the thing would wake up. Just because of how scared I was, there would be no way that it would not be able to sense my fear.
Soon as that motherfucker wake up to see you,
he's done.
He just go straight for you. You go be like, what the fuck? Boom.
Done.
You can't talk to him. Hey, wait. Please. I just got 10 more minutes left. Please, just let me sit right here real quick, please. It's over. Ain't no explaining what the fuck you doing there. That lion's going to be like, wrong place, wrong time for you, my friend.
Right? Yeah, and that's 10 whole minutes of that. Hell no, I would not be able to do that. I would run across the alligator and then, like, just hope and pray.
Not surviving 10 minutes with no fucking lion.
No. I'd run across the alligator and hope and pray I didn't piss it off enough that I could, like, get the fuck away. Or there's something close by that I can get high.
Right. No, fuck yeah. I don't know what the fuck I'll do. I'd be like, let's go. Ain't no getting out of that, so fuck. Let's get out of that question. There ain't no getting out of that. It's either you, the lion or the gator. Either way, see your ass later because you ain't coming back from that. Unless you just a fast ass motherfucker that can run the back. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucking thing don't even see you and shit. Motherfucker be like, what was that? You so fast that motherfucking gator be like, what the hell was that? What the fuck?
Okay, so would you rather always talk in rhymes or sing instead of speak?
Talk rhymes, sing. Probably talk rhymes.
How can you do it right now?
You said talk rhymes.
Yeah, so everything, to say a whole sentence and everything has to be in rhymes. Like that shit would be hard.
That shit would be hard, but like singing, like, it'd be hard too. You gotta put hella effort into it. Like when you're talking rhymes, you just talk your regular voice. When you're saying, you gotta be like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you talk, I can talk like this and rhyme. You know what I'm saying?
So everybody turn into Dr. Seuss. That might be kind of filthy though.
Like green eggs and ham. Mm-hmm.
But everything's gotta rhyme though.
But everything's gotta rhyme though. You're right. It'll be like it'd be like some Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss is how you say the name.
Pass the gas. So you sassy frass.
You sassy frass, pass the gas.
Fucking no, I wouldn't be able to do it. Hell no, I am not good with a quick rhyme.
It should be hard though. You just gotta rhyme it. What was the other one? Sing it? Yeah, see, I won't be able to sing it either. I won't be able to sing it.
Would you rather eat a dead bug or a live worm?
Man, people do live worms all the time.
How long has the bug been dead for?
I don't know. But,
is it like dried and fried? You know what I mean? Like, is it cooked? Is it deep fried? Is it cooked? Is it?
I don't have an idea.
Is it just a dead bug that's been sitting there dead on the ground for like 3 days?
I don't know. Was it a bug in a jug? I'm rhyming now, yeah. Was it a bug in a jug? Or was it a rock with a slug? I don't know, but I like coffee in my mug. We just roll up and smoke
drugs.
I don't know. Drugs, yeah. What we got on the table look like it's in a clear jar with a black label. Oh, looks like Freddy's Fuego. I did pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
It was all right. But I don't know. I don't want to sing my shit, though. But I would take worms over the dragonflies.
Hell yeah.
You say dragonflies, or what'd you say?
Dead bugs.
Oh, dead bugs. No, I would take the worms.
Yeah.
There's this wrestler called the Boogeyman. Mm-hmm. And he comes out, and he has worms all in his mouth. He pulls them out of his pocket, put them in his mouth and shit. So, and they're live, too. They're, like, moving around in his mouth and shit. He's swallowing them motherfuckers.
Gross.
So I think worms would be like spaghetti, like a live spaghetti noodle that's just moving around, flapping.
I can't.
Let it be an earthworm. The earthworms are hella big.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies already. Like, oh.
Man, have you seen one like just like hella like long and hella like just crazy? Like, goddamn, what that motherfucker been eating? Like,
oh, yeah.
And it's all moving hella fast. And
oh,
just,
hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? Just I used to crazy. See those all the time. Well, when I was a kid, like, in elementary school, I used to just go, like, sit and play in the dirt sometimes.
You dig for worms and shit like that. Where those worms at? I want to eat one.
No, we wouldn't be eating them, but we'd be, like, playing around with shit and, like, whatever. You find worms on the ground, and you're like, ooh.
Big-ass worm and shit. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but guess what? We about to rate this bud right now because this Freddy Fuego got me up in the way. So what more can I say? Let's do this shit right now. Taste, smell, look, breakdown, and the highness you get from smoking the shit. So let's start it off with the look. We already said good things about the look. We said it looked nice. We said it looked purple, but it's really black. We said all the good shit about it. And It's dusted with trichomes, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's powdered. It's seasoned
super,
nice.
Yeah, it's super frosty.
Whoever seasoned this with trichomes, they did a good job. Mm-hmm.
It looks good. It's all crystally. All the colors.
Looks very nice.
Mm-hmm. So I like it.
I'm going to give it a 5. I don't know about you, but I'm going to give it a 5.
I'm going to give it a 5, too. Let's go for it.
Okay, shit. 5 up. Let's go with the motherfucking, the smell. The smell. We smell funky ass gas. It stank. It smell like skunk. That's the first thing I smelled right away. That's the first thing that hit my nose. It's very potent. It's a very potent ass smell. There's a hint of, like a sweet sour smell in there too as well. But I do smell like some food products. Brookie? It's a brookie in that bitch, mm-hmm. man. Smells like a. It said cookie. It smelled like cookie dough there. In the that's what they were smelling. But I kind of smelled a brownie, so I mixed the two, made it a brookie. I smell a brownie, cookie. Mm. But definitely smell the gas.
It smells like gas for sure.
It smells like ass.
I said gas. Oh. It smells like gas. For
have you seen that commercial though? Where it's like. Have you seen that commercial where they talk about gas grills? But it was a barbecue grill commercial. It was like, you want your, don't like when your food tastes like gas? Well, so I don't know what the fuck, but it was like, yeah, eat food that tastes better and not like gas. But it was sounding like you were saying ass. That's what it sounded like right there, that you were saying and shit. But yes, the taste, I mean, the smell gonna get a 5 from me. Mm-hmm. 5, you giving a 5 too?
5 as well.
Cool, 5 up, we still going 5 on it. Let's go with the the taste. Tastes wonderful. As soon as you lit it and smoke it, taste hits you so quick, you're like, God damn, this tastes good right now. And it tastes like that the whole way through. It didn't, the taste didn't change at all. It burnt nice. Smoked nice. But the taste, I tasted, definitely tasted.
Tastes like toasted cookies.
Toasted cookies, that's a good one though. Toasted cookies.
I tasted like toasted something, so yeah, I'm gonna go with toasted cookies. Yeah, I'm gonna go with toasted cookies.
Tastes like toasted cookies, that's a good one. I like that. That's a nice little, I don't think I heard toasted cookies before. They should make that a strain. Mm-hmm. Toasted cookies. Ooh, that's some good shit right there. Toasted cookies. Well, I'm gonna get the taste of 5 though. I'm gonna get a taste of 5.
Yeah, me too.
Tastes really good. Tasted like toasted cookies. Toasted motherfucking cookies with some gas, like somebody dripped some gas on it. Sprinkle some gas on it. But anyway, breakdown was nice. I like to break down my weed breakdown like that every time. I will say, hey, this is the way I like it. But very fluffy, very light, soft buds, man. It broke down very nice. So I'm going to give that breakdown a 5. Damn, we still 5. Mm-hmm. We still 5. Last one, the highness you get from smoking this shit. And I do say, and I must say, I am high as fuck. I am high as hell. I can barely keep it together right now. Shit. Oh, shit. I'm high as fuck, though. I'm high. This got me on a good level. Like, I'd expect to get high as I am right now, but I am.
But hey,
and I'm liking it too. So the highness, go get a 5 for me.
I agree.
I feel like it leans more indica.
Hell yeah.
I feel like it leans more indica, but it's a hybrid. Got the sativa. I'll say 60-40. Mm-hmm. But it is a very nice high. Very nice high, I should say. So that gives you 5 across the board for Freddie Swago with the beach wedding. 5 across the board, which means that's a high 5.
Ooh.
Which means we need to go ahead and get a high 5 in the building. Let's go. There we go. Smoking Sections high 5. Freddie Fagos comes through and gets that. And we go deck this bitch out with the cards. And let y'all know what it's going to get. And only card you can get when you get 5 across the board and get a high 5 is a fire card. So therefore, you know Freddie Swago coming through dropping the fire on your bitch ass. This shit was good. Okay, look. But I was disappointed. Not in the weed, but when we went down there, I wanted to get the...
Sherb Crasher.
The Sherb Crasher. But they did not have that.
Sherb Crasher looked like fire, too.
It did look like fire. So that's why I was like, fuck. I was kind of disappointed.
They only had it in grams.
Yes, they only had it in the grams, but I wanted more than a gram. And she said, we don't have them in eighths. So I was like, well, can we get a quarter? She said, only thing we have it in is a gram. And I didn't want a gram. Gram, no, I don't want to buy a gram. That looks lonely. That's lonely, bud. Mm-hmm. Almost like.
It doesn't look good when it's. Just a gram. And some people will be like, oh, well, you can just buy a gram and roll it up yourself.
Right.
Right? But sometimes the pre-rolls are a little bit cheaper.
Yes. So I ended up getting a pre-roll Sherb Crasher. That was a good pre-roll. Mm-hmm. That pre-roll was pretty good. The taste was good. All that shit.
I like the packaging on the pre-rolls.
I do too. Like the little cork and the little glass, yeah, little tube.
It makes it feel like there's going to be a little secret message in here, you know?
Yeah, like one of those like glass bottles with the note in it.
The only thing that would be cooler is if it was in, like, your joint was inside a secret message. So when you got it, it looked like a little scroll in there. Right. And you unrolled it, and there was a...
They should put the little... Because they don't they tie it with a little ribbon. Mm-hmm. They should just put a little ribbon on a...
On the joint, yeah.
That'd be dope. Dope as fuck.
Make it look like a little scroll in there. That would be the only thing that would be.
That's how they do. That's how they text back then.
Mm-hmm.
Or like
send emails. Pigeon mail.
Yeah, that's the mails and shit. Like
pigeon mail.
Yeah, that shit crazy. They throw it in the water and niggas get it like fucking months later. That should be crazy. Like there it is right there. You see that bottle? It's floating.
There.
Shout out to Freddy Fuego though. I love this beach wedding. I love it. But I want to try the Sherb Crasher. That's a must get some flour next time. I'm going to get some flour. And we got this at Green Fire, $38. This is the cheapest that I've seen Freddy Fuego anywhere. Usually, the regular price is $55 for an eighth. Cheapest I've seen it was
$45. Mm-hmm.
$38 now. So that's going to be my spot to get this shit. Good weed. Shit, get everything. It's got a high five. We got a fire card, so you know it's fire. Y'all know what time it is, man. If it's not 420 where you is, you can count on it being 420 right here in the smoking section. That does it for today's episode. You high?
I'm high.
I'm high. I'm high as fuck. Shit. But I keep shit rolling, so let's keep it rolling. I'm high as fuck, but y'all know what it is, man. Stay tuned, but stay high. We out this bitch.
Bye.